Okay, this is Ken Walker, and I'm talking to Steve Willis at the Ohio River Festival of Books. And we've been so busy this year after the book came out that we've not had much time to talk. And I just wanted to ask you, what things you've been seeing God do with winning the food fight this year?
I've seen a lot. I've had dozens, even over 100 people write me about the project, getting healthier. We've got a lot more friends on Facebook. People have tracked me down. Probably the most encouraging thing that I've received thus far is just a couple weeks ago is from a pastor who knew about what we were doing, and then one of his parishioners got him the book and pretty much told him he had to read it. And after he read it, he wrote me and said, I apologize. I preach about the evils of alcohol and drugs and having self-control, but yet I'm a practicing glutton, and how can I expect other people to live out the fruits of the Spirit, which are self-control, if I'm not practicing those in my own life? He says, I'm just telling my church so they'll keep me accountable. I've got to lose at least 50 pounds in the next year, and I'm going to start eating well, healthy, and being a good example. So just hearing a story like that, now I know, I said earlier in an interview that if there's fire in the pulpit, at least the people will smell like smoke. And they're going to get a little bit of that. And it's great just seeing a pastor get that. It's going to get out to the congregations.
I saw in today's paper a mention of a group at one of the churches in town going through the book. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of that?
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more of it. What's happened is individuals have gotten the book personally just through our publicity things that we've done. And then they've read it and seen the small group questions at the end of the chapter, and now they're going back to their churches and saying, hey, we need to do this as a small group. And so seeing more and more of that, actually, just between me and you, our Amazon sales went up. They gradually were going down. And this is the last week, they doubled from the week before. So I'm not going to say it's a trend just because of 1-2 week period, but something calls that uptake, and I'm hoping word of mouth it'll go up again. We'll see. It may go down this week. It might just been one church ordering a bunch of books. I don't know.
You mentioned the story mentioned you have been to Cincinnati and are going back. What groups have you?
Yeah, I just to? I've got companies that have called me and wanted me to partner with them, or just healthcare products companies, things like that. Want me to speak for their product, get to know their product, because they realize that people in the United States have to get healthier. We've got to lose weight. And so anytime that I can go and partner with people to help their community get healthier, as long as it's a product to believe in, that's exciting for me.
And you mentioned you're going to South Africa soon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me who you're speaking to there.
Yeah, I'm speaking to, I don't know how many. Hundreds of pastors and church leaders, and going around to local churches. And, mainly I'm just teaching the Bible. But I'm talking about loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The greatest commandment is what I'm talking about. And so a quarter of that is love God with all your strength. So I'll talk about a regenerate heart, renewing our mind, enriching our soul, and then renewing our strength. And the strength part is going to be focused on nutrition and taking care of our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that'll be a quarter of the theme at the conferences I'm speaking at.
Any other media appearances coming up?
Can't say I know of any. Local radio interviews or stuff, but I can't even remember who. They're all blurred to me now. I've done so many.
What about the weight loss camps, food fight camps? Is that developing?
Yeah, it's still in the docket. We're looking at getting somebody out there full-time to help run the program and running it out here at Heritage Farms. We just started to start recruiting and getting the word out. I really got to start publicizing that. I need to start it in May, and that's why I told them if I'm going to have somebody to do this full-time, I want to start in May. So hopefully we'll start publicizing that and get it started in late August.
If somebody's listening to this online or however they hear this recording, what would you say to them about how they can help support the book?
Buy one. I would say get the book, give it to your pastors, give it to community leaders, people that you know who are readers and movers and shakers. Give it to the people who you know are busy, because busy people usually get things done. And so get it to other people as well. You know, and be honest with you, whether they buy the book, if they just read it themselves and give it to somebody, that's okay with me. I just want this message getting out there. And because I know that God wants us as a nation to be healthier than what we are. He does not want us destroying our bodies with food. And if we can get that message out there, I know our nation can change.
All right.
All right, very good.